Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
At the Amerant Bank Arena. Game two tonight, Panthers and Bruins. Me, Crowder, Solana, we are here, ready for some hockey action tonight. You'll hear the game here on 560 WQAM. And throughout the afternoon, we will talk with Mike Cugno and Doug Plagans and Steve Goldstein. And we will work our way up towards puck drop. We'll be off at 6 o'clock. Puck drop tonight, 7:30 p.m. here in beautiful Sunrise. We still have a pair of tickets to give away for the South Florida Boat Show, so make sure you continue to listen for your chance to win that. It's also, what are we calling it, like Live Nation Concert Week? Yep. So if you go to WQAM.com, we're giving you an opportunity to win tickets for not one show, but five, and you get to choose which shows you want to go to. So just go to WQAM.com, click on contests. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation, and you can be a big old winner. Speaking of the Panthers, by the way, we're going to have watch parties for games 3 and 4, the two away games, watch parties at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Our friends from Hollywood Kia are going to be there with a Kia on display. Our friends from Celsius are going to be there. You might spot me for a minute or two in the Celsius suite tonight up here at the arena. But Celsius will be at Dave & Buster's sampling some of their great flavors. And if you want to watch the game, you come on out and join us. Friday, it's a 7 p.m. puck drop. Sunday, it's a 6:30 p.m. puck drop. And that'll be at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And in honor of National Have a Coke Day, McDonald's Coke is the best soda of all time.
That's a great take. McDonald's, and it is National Have a Coke Day. It's why I'm drinking a Sprite. That's odd. But I see Crowder is drinking a Coke. The fountain soda at McDonald's, the fountain Coke in particular, at McDonald's is tastier than anywhere else. And one of the reasons is it's their own formula, if you will. You know how you go to certain places, you order a Coke or a Diet Coke or a Coke Zero, and it's like, okay, but it's nothing super special. It's because of the way they formulate it. Because I don't know exactly what it is, but you can choose the amount of sugar or sweetener that goes into a syrup.
Yeah.
And McDonald's has their own, and it is the best. You can never argue anything at McDonald's is going to taste good. You can argue whether it's healthy. You can argue whether it's going to do you long-term damage. But you cannot argue anything at McDonald's doesn't taste good.
I was going to say the fountain drinks, because McDonald's don't have the big – you ever seen the big boards now that other places have? Where you
the remix machines.
Yeah, you could pick peach soda and all that stuff. So all the McDonald's will have that. But I can't argue. The Coke is delicious at McDonald's.
Yeah.
All the food is tasty. You have to, again, you can argue whether it's good for you or not.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that McDonald's puts out anything that's not tasty.
I'm with you.
Like, they're pretty serious about that.
Yes, yes. But I don't know, when they were going salads and all that, the salad shakers.
Tasty.
I think there was some,
tasty.
They were wilted.
It was tasty. Anywho, we get some headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour, and then we'll talk with Cuño. Even though he was on with us yesterday, he likes to hang out with us here. He'll be live on CBS4 from the arena. So let's do some headlines here with Alejandro Solana, who has, since our segment with Zach Gelb in the last hour, Solana has since admitted it is Paolo Banchero, not Banchero, and he went at Gelb full throttle that it was Banchero, and you were incorrect.
I was. I'm not feeling great about that entire situation. I will take issue with what Jimmy said. The best Coke or Coca-Cola comes in the glass bottle from Mexico. That is, or from Europe. That is the best Coke. I'm not saying that the fountain soda from McDonald's isn't great, but the best Coke is in the glass bottle from Mexico or Europe.
It has to be super cold. And these people in Europe, they don't like things super cold. And you get the non-super cold Coke. While it's great, it's got the real cane sugar.
Yeah.
It's got to be super cold. They don't make things super cold there.
You're right, because you ask for a cup of ice, they bring you one little tiny ice cube that's like half melted.
Right. They're like, oh, here to make it cold.
Blew my mind when I started traveling, and you, like, they have beer sitting on shelves, and I'd be like, can I have a beer? And they take it straight off the shelf and pop it, and I'm like, I don't want that one. I want the one that's in the ice.
Like, I like stuff super cold.
Yeah. The different, but I didn't know. We've talked about this before. The World of Coke in Atlanta?
Yeah.
They have, like, 45 taps of Coke, and it's the different Cokes from different places in the world.
Yeah.
And there's some that's sweet as hell. There's some that's, I don't even have sugar in it. It tastes like seltzer water. It's pretty weird how internationally the Coke changes.
But I'm going to tell you a little something here, and only because we're all friends. The best Coke in all of South Florida is at Beer Garden in Boca Raton, because they serve it in a beer stein.
With a handle.
And that's the preferable way to drink any cold drink.
You don't have any shame going to a place called Beer Garden ordering a Coke and they bring it to you.
Whittingham torches me because I always send him a picture of me holding up my stein with the Coke Zero in
it. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I love it. In fact, I have more pride in doing that because any schmo can walk up. Why are you laughing at trees? He hasn't come close to eating a tree. How many pretzels?
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Just take the bat.
Wait,
with
tree,
you.
Come over here for a second. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
A little
cutesy tree.
Take the bag.
Just take the bag. I mean, a little cutesy there.
Said he,
but yeah, I think it's more manly to order a Coke at Beer Garden, because any schmo can sit down and say, give me the beer. That's what they're there for. I go against the grain. Give me a Coke Zero.
I'm with you, Hawk.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time at breweries, and when I'm at Funky Buddha and a man orders a soda, I don't look down on that.
Oh, they bring me, because they have bottles of soda there at Funky Buddha, and they're very good. But it's not like a traditional Coke or Pepsi. I forget what the brand is, but it comes out of the glass bottle. It's very good.
I'm not judging Hawk for ordering a soda. You drink whatever you want to drink. I'm judging the fact that he's ordering a soda at a beer garden, and they're bringing him the soda in an actual, like, glass for beer.
Right.
I mean, just drink it in a normal glass.
Well, no, they bring it to you that way. And in fact, which is why I kept going to Beer Garden, because I love the fact that they brought it in the stein. So I went a few weeks ago, and they brought it to me in a glass. And I said, excuse me, I'd like my Coke in one of those steins, please.
Can you finish the Coke?
Yeah, it's really
out of the glass?
It's really just how you prefer it. Like, Solana, if you want your burger cut in half and you tell them, hey, make sure my burger's cut in half.
Don't you dare compare cutting a burger
in half. It's actually
to drinking
so
a soda.
Much weaker to ask for the burger cut in half.
I don't ask for it cut in half. I just cut it in half myself.
Nah, you ask for it cut in half.
I sometimes do. Yeah. Get lazy.
Yeah. Look at Mike Cugno.
Why go to Beer Garden and get a Coke? Like, mm-hmm. go to
McDonald's.
Chili's, McDonald's. Yeah. You're well, getting Coke.
Because I can walk downstairs. Beer Garden's right there. I live right there.
So it's convenient. Mm-hmm.
It's convenient, but also there's other places that have soda. Beer Garden happens to serve it in a stein, which is the preferable way to drink a Coke.
It's not.
It is.
You drink it out of a straw?
No.
You drink the Coke like a beer. With your lips
but I don't ever
glass.
Drink Coke with a straw, though. Unless I'm at McDonald's or something, yeah.
What if they brought you the Coke in a Dash Boot?
Oh, even better.
Man, come on.
Is it called a Dash Boot?
Dash
or it's not
boot.
Just called a boot?
The Dash Boot.
Well, I know, but is it a Dash Boot?
I don't think
there's a movie that, called Dash Boot.
But that first word, I think he's getting it wrong.
But I don't think the glass is called Dash Boot.
Yeah, Dash Boot.
You sure?
100% sure.
Oh, he says 100%.
He was 100%
like
sure on Banchero.
Yeah, he doesn't know much.
By the way, the best Coke in South Florida is absolutely in the bathroom at Las Rosas. So I don't know what Jimmy's talking about. I don't know what anybody's talking about. Not that I would know. I mean, I've heard.
Las Rosas has been closed for about a year and a half now, Solana.
Rest in peace.
Dated joke.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, Das Boot is a movie.
What's the movie Beer Olympics?
I know what you're talking
Beer
about.
Fest.
Beer Fest. It's Das Boot.
Beer Fest was a good
Remember
movie.
He got the eye of the Jew, and he knew when to turn the Dash Boot at the very end.
Turn the Dash Boot at the end. Have you seen Will Compton and Taylor Lewin's Beer Olympics?
No, I haven't.
No.
I got invited this year.
Is it crazy? Because those guys are nuts.
Those guys are nuts. It's like it's frat boy stuff.
Yeah.
And so I got invited.
It's getting paid big money to do frat boy
like
stuff.
Barstool or one of them people. But they gave me my partner. And I don't know if I like that. I think I want to pick my partner.
Marcos from the Tobin and Leroy show.
But nobody cares what he has to say.
Texted me, you're all wrong. By the way, you're incorrect.
Awful.
Best Coke is served in a bag. Had it in Nicaragua. Lack of container allows it to get unfathomably cold. And there is Marcos's bag of Coca-Cola, which does seem like a refreshing, fun way to drink a Coke.
Can you set it down? You got to hold it the whole time.
Yeah, I think you could set it down anywhere. I mean, you could. It's not going to spill. It's not going to fall over.
Yeah.
No, it's actually tied up.
It's tied. Just the straw comes out.
That's like something you can get on like the corner when you're walking in like Latin America. Because I've had that in Puerto Rico where they served me an alcoholic beverage. It was like a margarita in a plastic bag, and it's tied up at the top where the straw comes through. So you could just sit it down anywhere.
I'm going to start asking for that at restaurants. I'd like a Coke Zero, please. Can you bring that to me in a bag? Just to see what the response is.
Call the police. Call the police.
All right, let's get a look at headlines here with Alejandro Solana because Mike Cugno's here. He's going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk about sports and pretzels and Dash Boot and a whole bunch of stuff. So go ahead, headlines with Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So our friend Rohan Nadkarni, he comes on whenever you're off, Hawk, so really not your friend at all. But he caught up with Jimmy Butler at the Miami Grand Prix at Hard Rock Stadium, and he wrote a feature based on his conversation for GQ Sports. I'm just going to read you a snippet here. It's titled, Miami Has Embraced Me, Slinging Big Face Coffee with Jimmy Butler at the Miami Grand Prix. You can read it on GQ. It's on their cover right now. But at the very end, quote from Jimmy Butler, I feel at home, man. I really care about the city. I really care about the people in this city. Miami has embraced me. They've wanted me to bring them something they haven't done since LeBron, D-Wade, and C. Bosch, and I want to do that. So as soon as I get this knee back right, I'm right back on the ass, and everybody knows it.
What did he say?
Where is he?
I'm right back on the ass, and everybody know it.
I want to make sure I heard that right. But that was before the press conference. That's before the Riley press conference.
That's what's funny. That was 2 days before the Pat Riley press conference.
But that's why I believe, like, that kind of stuff is why I believe that he will absorb what Riley said in a positive fashion. Because I think Butler would say to you, yes, that's exactly what I said at F1. I got to get out there. I don't want to be injured. I got to play. I'm the guy who can lead them back to a title.
It's the delivery of it that I think Jimmy will get mad about.
But I think that's Jimmy, the way he talks. No, like, I don't.
If you're not participating in this series, you shouldn't speak about it. Yeah. It's exactly what Pat
that
said.
That wouldn't hit as much as shut
but
your mouth. Hit,
shut your mouth. I'm a grown man, and now it's a talking point on every big sports station in the world. And I'm Jimmy Butler. That's what I think.
If I'm Jimmy Butler, I kind of go zero dark 30 for the next couple of months. And then when people say, how come you didn't, you go, I shut my mouth.
No.
Yeah. I shut my mouth. I listen to Riley. I shut my mouth.
Jimmy's made like that?
I think.
Jimmy's a jump, how high. Jump how high guy. Jimmy never strikes me as a jump how high guy.
I think for certain guys, because he expects that out of his teammates, right? He's the guy who will tell a teammate, shut your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say jump, you say how high. And there's very few people that he would give that same respect to. And I think Pat Riley's one of those people.
And to your point, I hope you're right 100%. I just don't see it playing out that way.
Tonight in the NBA, well, yesterday, you had the Celtics blow out the Cavaliers. Thunder beat the Mavericks 117-95. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander at 29 points in that game. Tonight, you have the Knicks and the Pacers, Game 2. Timberwolves and Nuggets, Game 3 is not tonight. I had said that in the previous hour headlines. But next game for them will be Friday.
Okay.
So they'll allow the other series to catch up. Jamal Murray, by the way, was only fined $100,000 by the NBA, so he is not suspended. And yesterday, Rudy Gobert won the Defensive Player of the Year award, a record-tying fourth time. He joins Dikembe Mutombo and Ben Wallace as the only other four-time winners of the award. Bam, he received three first-place votes, finished behind Wemby in third place for Defensive Player of the Year award voting.
All right.
He's just a bad man. I know we're upset about Bam not winning it, but he caught a bad stretch of time when there's a bad defensive player on this world.
Yeah, and I don't think this year he was snubbed. Like when what's his name? Played for the Celtics and now Marcus Smart won the award. Like yeah. Bam was snubbed that year. There's been instances where he's been snubbed. Bro, look at what
Gobert was ridiculous this year.
Look at the Timberwolves.
Yeah. Been ridiculous.
Yeah.
Maybe Banchero.
Yeah. The Marlins did lose 8-2 last night. They're should be underway in that final series game versus the Los Angeles Dodgers. That began at 3:10 p.m. And
Marlins score there, Cuño. Give him a minute.
No, I mean I could look it up too, Cuño. Yes or no? If you don't, then I'll Google it here.
Don't get lippy with Cuño. Right. Yeah, don't get lippy with Cuño. You're the one that didn't have the score. You're the reason that I had to go outside.
0-0, Mike. I got it. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm
Cuño
called it.
Would beat the hell out of you.
I mean, he got lippy there, man.
You think Cuño's ever pulling out a tape measure and measured his arms to see how big they are?
Yeah, he has.
For sure he has.
He does it.
What do you think about his shoes? I know you guys love to
I like them.
Jump on me for my shoes, but does that color go with the jacket and the pants?
Man, the brown, the belt, the blue.
I'm not certain.
The tan, yeah, that's how you wear it.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
What, Randy?
Don't worry, Manny. Don't worry, Manny. Your picture is coming. We're almost at commercial break, Manny.
That's how it goes.
The only thing that gets me off the hook today with what I'm wearing versus Cuño today is that Crowder's wearing a shirt from the movie Belly from about 1993 that no one's ever seen since Hot Topic took it off the store floor.
You haven't seen Belly?
I've seen Belly. I just haven't seen someone wear a shirt in 2024
Man,
from Belly.
It's a classic. You wear a Godfather shirt?
Looks like they ran out of decal, and they just he was wearing a blue suit in the movie.
I think they just ran out of decal.
Why do you shop at Spencer's so much?
This is retro. You know what?
Come on, honest. I want to get the Cuño.
A lot of people send me free clothes now.
Yeah.
And I wear them all.
Yeah. No one sent you a belly
no
shirt.
Shop.
There's no
bro. I swear.
It's a nice try, but there is no one.
I wore a Next Friday shirt recently.
One. Yeah, and Tree only grabs a couple pretzels at a time.
People send me free trolls.
How'd you eat all those pretzels,
man? I mean, can you imagine him at Thanksgiving? He walks over, he takes the turkey.
Better ask the juice.
He balances the whole thing of mashed potatoes on his head.
Hey, somebody sent me this shirt. Y'all go to hell.
Yeah, no shot. No shot. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. As I look to my right here, it is partly cloudy, a little breeze as well. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. It's around 85 degrees right now in South Florida. That is your weather.
All right. CBS's Mike Cugno will sit down with us in the next segment here live at the Amerant Bank Arena.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back live at the Amerant Bank Arena, Mike Cugno from CBS 4 has sat down with us. Getting ready to go live. When do you go live on CBS?
I haven't got my times yet, but in the 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock hour.
And then you'll stay for the game and you'll go live in the 11 o'clock hour?
We'll be live at 11. We'll be here all night.
All right. Yeah. It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Can't go down 0-2.
Well, I said that earlier. So if you go down 0-2, is that curtains? Like
no. No, not in hockey. I mean, the Knights went down or went up 0-2 on Dallas, and Dallas came back and won that series. So hockey is such a weird sport where things bounce the wrong way, and all of a sudden the series can flip like that. Last night, Colorado was down 3-0. That should have been wraps, and they end up losing that game in overtime. So, no, in hockey, anything's possible, as Panther fans know. But, no, 2-0 is not a death sentence.
They got to make it nasty, Mike.
They do.
Okay, I'm glad you agree.
Yes.
Nasty fight. They got to pull them in the mud, as the Heat always say. Like I didn't like that graceful game one.
No, and there were moments where it was tough on the Bruins to do anything offensively, but it needed to be, I think, sustained the rest of the game. I think that's where you kind of miss maybe the intensity of Sam Bennett. So hopefully he's back for the Panthers the next couple games. But for them to keep up that intensity is certainly, I think, where they pivoted from, you know, the Joe Quenneville high-powered offense to the Paul Maurice style of playoff hockey, hard to play every single night, 82 games. And then you just got to translate that to postseason.
What do you think happened Monday night, though? Because we had the, you know, the rest and rust discussion. I think we may have forgotten just how good Boston is, because I think we were all on a high after the Tampa series, because that was the team I think everyone was more concerned about just from past experience with them. And I think maybe because I know I did kind of once they got past Tampa, I was like, all right, these guys are ripping all the way through to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
And then I watched this game Monday night and you start to remember, oh, Boston's really good. Like, they're loaded. Swayman's great. Like, so yeah. I wonder what it was on Monday.
So I think the worst thing that happened for the Panthers was actually that other series extending seven games. Because I'd agree with you. Had Boston 1-5, Panthers 1-5, everyone's still geared up and just mentally there. I think they come out with a little bit more intensity for at least a longer sustained period of that game. Sam Reinhart kind of mentioned it yesterday. Like, after you go through a series and you're waiting for the next one, you kind of mentally relax a little bit. So I don't think it's like a matchup problem. I think the Panthers are fine in terms of personnel and who's out there on the ice, even without Sam Bennett. But I think it's more so just being in that mode, ready to go for a playoff game. Literally, it was like 36 hours before puck dropped here, or 48 hours before puck dropped here, Boston was in a game seven in overtime. You know, they had never had a time to come down. The Panthers had to almost like ramp themselves back into it.
It's why I feel weird today sitting here, because I'm not nervous.
No.
Had this happened last season, or had it happen in game one against the Lightning, you lose 5-1.
That one, I would have been nuts if that happened game one of the Tampa series.
I would have not watched a single game the rest of the series. Yeah. But for some reason, even though I know Boston's good, like it's not, I don't feel nervous about tonight.
Yeah.
And I don't feel nervous about the series overall, no matter what happens tonight, like what you were saying, just based on the fact that, hey, the Panthers, human nature, man, you have to wait 7 days to play a team that's battle-tested after going through a game seven. More often than not, the other team is going to come in with the advantage.
And some of the mistakes were bad and uncharacteristic, and people can say whatever they want about Aaron Ekblad. I mentioned it yesterday. There were more often times than not this season where the team missed him when he was out of the lineup. He had the turnover, sure. I don't expect that to keep happening. You heard Paul Maurice after the game saying he loves every inch of that guy. He's a big part of this team. He's going to have to be a big part of this team for them to have success. But I agree completely with you. Like, I just... You're happy that the wake-up call happened now, and you still have six games to correct everything.
And, Mike, I would say the Ekblad thing, you know, we've talked about it for a couple of days now. He's being criticized, and he's had some rough playoff runs. But just speaking about the series, I thought we were head and shoulders more talented than teams over here. Carolina, but hell, they're down now to the Rangers 2-0. But I thought our talent level was up there. Should I let that go and just put it on the kind of the rust thing? Like, we have enough to win.
No, the Panthers absolutely have enough. Talent-wise, I think they can hang with anyone in the NHL. I think it comes down to, you know, their health at this point. Can they get everyone back? Last year, by the time they got to the Stanley Cup Finals, they were just...
they were a hospital ward.
Right. I mean, they walked in on gurneys out there, and it was amazing they got one game. I'm with you there on the talent. I think they have the talent to hang with everybody. I think if they can correct the very correctable mistakes that happened in game one, I think they're fine. They still had their opportunities. Now, giving up the five goals wasn't great. A lot of those come off turnovers, but... Again, they had their chances at the net. They couldn't put anything away on Monday.
What do you think about this? We had this conversation at the beginning of the week. I was fascinated. Solana had Snapchatted me. He was with his fiance.
Are we still doing Snapchat?
I do it with Solana, with Dr. Chuck. Like, very select few. Yeah. It's odd. There's no question about it. But he snapped me. They went for frozen yogurt. I'm imagining that would be a big treat for you, but that's probably something in your wheelhouse. I think,
Sure. Right?
Jen, every now and then, she can't live like you. She's got to have something sweet, right? And
Yes. And
so maybe you go for some frozen yogurt. Is that possible every now and then?
Yeah, if we're out like on a date night and we're walking around and there's like a little frozen yogurt spot, we might hop in there. Get
a little 16 handles or something.
I don't know what that is, but sure.
A frozen yogurt spot.
Okay.
All right.
Menchie.
So you would
Menchie's.
Good call.
Okay. Grab a coffee and an ice cream.
But Mike even said they're already out. I don't even know. Well, leave your house.
Here's the thing that shocked me. Solana, when he sent me the snap of them eating the froyo, you know it's called froyo.
Sure.
So they're at home. They're at home.
Yeah.
And he's got like gummy bears to put on his. And he's got it in a little side container, and he opens up the thing, and he shows me putting on the thing, and then he's got, you know.
Did you get delivered?
Cookie. They went, got it to go.
Yeah.
Took it home to eat it. And I was floored by it because, to me, if you're going out for ice cream,
Right. You
go out for ice cream. The thought of going out for ice cream, having the toppings put in separate containers, driving home, bringing it home, and then topping it.
That's love. Because you agreed that we're going to wait till we get home to eat this. Because usually the person in the passenger seat gets to eat it on the way home. Well, there's like Dairy Queens that have drive-thru, so this is what I'm imagining.
But why wouldn't you just eat it there? You both went there. You both walked in. You created your...
Because you want to watch a movie or something with your ice cream.
And that's when you eat an ice cream sandwich or something that you have in the freezer. Like, you have stuff
People
prepared.
People don't have ice cream sandwiches in their freezers.
What? Who? Who?
You have ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah. Who doesn't have ice cream sandwiches in their freezer?
Right now.
I can text Lori, send me a picture of the ice cream sandwiches. Who doesn't have ice cream sandwiches in their freezer?
I thought ice cream sandwiches were only in that, like, cooler right at the front
the
door
station.
Of CVS or something. Yeah.
But that's where you would get a pre-packaged ice cream if you were taking it home. You don't go to an ice cream parlor or a froyo place
to
bring it home.
To watch a movie, comfort of your own home. Glass of wine or something?
Exactly what we did.
Yeah.
Glass of wine.
Glass of wine, too. We had a glass of wine.
And what
with
else? Pepto-Bismol?
Gummy bears? Mm-hmm. You had gummy worms on them.
Yeah, sour gummy worms, actually.
Yeah, so you had what kind of wine pairs with that, just out of curiosity?
Oh, Pinot Grigio.
Nice Pinot. Yeah.
Ice cream, gummy bears, wine.
Right. Well, first of all, it's not ice cream. It's froyo.
All right, so then you're down with
this,
it.
This
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't think ice cream to me is like the end of the night thing. It's not an event
itself. Right, but I'm saying if you're going to eat ice cream at home, you've got a pint of Ben and Jerry's or Haagen-Dazs in the freezer. You don't go out to get
it. Yeah, but it's more of a mentality thing of, oh, we went out today. You know, we left the house. So they left the house for the ice cream when they came back?
They're brainwashing their ladies.
No, but why?
We did something today. Don't tell me I didn't take you out anywhere.
Why wouldn't you just eat it there?
Well,
because I want to watch Breaking Bad.
How long?
Like, how many times do I have to explain this? I wanted to watch Breaking Bad.
But you can watch Breaking Bad with or without froyo.
No.
How long does it take to eat a cup of frozen yogurt?
Absolutely not.
No.
A cup of frozen yogurt takes 7 minutes to eat, right?
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes max?
I was done with it before the credits. Before the intro.
Opening credits.
Before the intro.
It took longer to get it home than it took to eat.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So what's the point of taking it home?
If we're being full transparency here, we're being 100% honest. I'm a eat on the way home kind of guy.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said it was love, because someone in whoever's in the passenger seat.
But my fiance has like this insane rule where you buy food to go, right? Like we're purposely buying food to go home, whether it's McDonald's, drive through, whatever. No eating on the car ride home. We have to wait till we get home to eat the food. And that blows my mind.
Yeah,
Not even the McDonald's fry.
Right.
I'm with that.
When's the wedding? You got time to get out? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. What sense does it make?
I'm with that.
What sense does it make?
Well, why not just eat there then?
But just
no, man. The roadie fries are the best fries.
I mean, a couple of fries, okay. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if you're going to a place, mm-hmm. ordering, and then eating it as you drive home, like, I know you're not in a rush because I know you don't do anything for the show, and heat season's over. So, like, I don't know. I don't understand how you were trying to save time. That was like Sunday night, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, Sunday night.
So I don't understand what kind of time you were trying to save, or how that made it more. You're telling me. Breaking Bad was more enjoyable because you had the froyo with you, or the froyo was more enjoyable because you were eating at home instead of at Menchie's? Like, what? Like, I don't understand the transaction.
I would say Breaking Bad definitely was more enjoyable with froyo, first and foremost. And second of all, I happen to think the froyo was better eating it, you know, in the comfort of my home, in my on my couch, rather than just a bunch of you know, a bunch of little kids yelling.
Insurgents.
And, I mean, just, you know, the froyo experience happens to be top tier. You go, you pour your own froyo with the little handle.
You got to weigh it out.
You weigh it. Oh, I don't know why I love that. But
you're controlling your own destiny now.
Well, you're really not. Your destiny is up to the scale. Like,
I meant your heart, health.
you think... You think they juice those scales, by the way, to charge you more?
now that you say it,
yeah. You know, because like when Publix, they weigh the deli meats in the bag. That adds ounces. Yeah. Like you're paying for that.
I have a theory about that. The Publix scale is always a little less. That way, you don't feel bad about buying more food.
Are you talking about the big scale at the front of the Publix?
Yeah.
Interesting. That would be a heady move on their part.
Aren't they taking them out though?
Yeah. Well, they're not taking them out, but they're not bringing in new ones. So once they go, like once one breaks, because those scales are like $8 million each. They don't make a lot of them anymore, and Publix is done.
That's
going to
be like a phone booth, like in terms of like a
novelty.
Like a novelty.
I gotcha.
Like the Presto machines at Publix. Now, who gets their cash out of the Presto machine at Publix? Stop it.
No fee.
Yeah.
There's no fee at the Presto?
There's no fee at Publix, ATM.
ATMs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, it depends what card you use. It depends.
Really?
Some credit card places, like ATMs, have certain partnerships with the Presto machine.
Oh, okay.
Because Bank of America does not. I get charged a transaction fee.
I had no idea. I thought that there were no partnerships at the Presto machine, and I just could not figure out why people would still get their money there when there are no fee ATMs. You know, your bank, there's always a bank somewhere. Like, I did not realize that.
There was no fee, and that's why people go into Publix and get cash out when they – because, like, all right, I already bought my groceries.
I always pay cash back.
And so there's no
– But that's not via Presto. That's via –
Right.
And they have
– fee avoidance.
And they have Lotto there. You got to pay cash. And they have scratch-offs there. You got to pay cash. And I meet my boy Will there, and he doesn't take cash.
Huh.
What's Will selling?
Do you ever take cash out at a an ATM that you're going to get charged?
I always do.
You always do. Imagine my surprise at that answer. So you go out of your way
for
the high fee ATM.
I actually have Wells Fargo and Bank of America and Chase. But if I'm at Chase, I use my Bank of America.
You ever know someone's hiding money? hiding his,
you ever,
his business
you ever, dealings? You ever get cash at an ATM whether you're going to get charged for it?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes I have to. Like my barber only takes cash, but they have an ATM
there. Why don't you go there with cash?
I don't carry around that much cash.
Huh.
You know Will?
Manso?
Hold on.
Your barber only takes cash?
I got insufficient funds.
What is this, 2004?
Like, he doesn't have a Stripe machine? Like, it can't...
It's just Zelle.
Zelle.
Thing. I've done that. Like, if...
My barber used to only take cash until 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, everybody has Zelle. You have Venmo. They have the credit card machines
Hookers
there.
Take Zelle, I think.
Fuck around with the scanners.
Did you watch the Tom Brady roast?
I've only seen the clips on social media.
Did you like it?
I did. I thought it was very, very funny.
Right.
I don't get the – can I ask a question? What's the booing of Kim Kardashian? What am I missing? I'm not hip to everything. What, people just don't like her in general?
She's annoying.
She's everywhere, I guess.
She's everywhere. So that's to me, like, out of place. Like, you've got sports fans, Boston sports fans.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's where I was trying to make the connection.
We're going
to
cheer
the Boston
her? Like, I didn't understand trotting her out there, to be quite honest.
It's say she's it's there. It brings right. different crowd.
It's a way different fan base than the people that want,
right.
that cared
right.
or had any concern for Tom Brady.
Like but Randy Moss is there. Julian Edelman is there.
It's still L.A., and there were a lot of Boston sports fans there, but it's still a lot of celebrity was there, too. And Kim Kardashian is celebrity in that town. People, so I think it makes sense to have her there.
It's the reason I say it all the time on the show about the Kardashians and them. People are upset that they are – and they know how to make money. They're billionaires.
Yeah.
But they have no talent. Mm-hmm. Like, people get upset by that. I get upset by it. Like, I work so hard to make a couple dollars, and y'all all three put Kelly and Kendry and Chloe, the big yep. OJ's daughter.
You got them all right.
All yep. of them.
Kelly, Kendry. Yeah.
Kelly, Kendry, Chloe, and Kim, they have all this money, and they don't do anything well. I get frustrated by it.
Shouldn't you be, like, impressed that they game the system, though? They figured it out? Isn't that in itself a skill?
I've heard that. I know why Kim got famous. Have you seen Ray J video?
I've heard.
I think that's why they booed.
But everybody has like a different reason to hate Kim Kardashian, right? Like
I don't hate her. I got
zero feeling towards her.
Why is she there?
That was my point. Yeah. Like I wouldn't have booed her. But I didn't understand. Like, I wasn't like, oh, wow, Kim Kardashian. Like, right. now it's a roast. Like, I didn't understand.
I know why Gronk is there. I know why Willie McGinnis
right,
is there. I
right,
know why Randy Moss
right.
is there. I know why Belichick's there.
Right.
I could look at everybody there and know, okay, this is why they're there.
Yeah.
Why is Kim there?
I don't know.
Because she's she is the biggest celebrity in L.A.
But they could have got – no, stop it. She's not the biggest celebrity in L.A.
What?
Stop that.
She's one of the
LA?
Biggest celebrities in Los Angeles. I'm not talking about – one of the biggest celebrities in the world just based on what she's done. But in that city specifically, Kim Kardashian's probably one of the more popular people in that city. For sure.
No.
The stronghold that family has.
Why is she there?
For what I'm telling you, how else would she be there?
Everybody I just named attached to Tom Brady. Why? How is she attached to Tom
Brady?
That
was my point. There was just no.
I'm guessing it's just an invite. Like, Tom's a celebrity. She's a celebrity.
Oh, I get
it.
I thought it would be cool if she was there. I didn't know why she had to get up and say anything, why she had to deliver a toast. She's not a comedian,
right.
and she's not a former teammate or an athlete. So that was the only thing. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. Mike Cugno from CBS4. Are you going to stick around for the 4 o'clock headlines, or do you have something to write?
I do have something to write. Are we already at the 4 o'clock headlines?
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, it'll be time for the 4 o'clock headlines.
Okay. How long is that break?
Well, I don't want to tell people.
Okay, sure. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Well,
that's a little different.
You might be surprised if you're clocking that one.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you think we should play Noche de Sixto today?
Absolutely.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor, serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments, online with upfront pricing, and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio, just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples.
Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.